لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم.
You shall not attain righteousness until you spend out of what you love in the way of Allah. Allah knows whatever you spend. You shall not attain righteousness until you spend out of what you love in the way of Allah. The purpose of this verse is to remove the misconception of the Jews concerning righteousness. The Jews had inherited an elaborate legal code which had accumulated as a result of the casuistry and hair-splitting legalism of their jurists. Their notion of righteousness consisted of outward formal conformity to that code, and they evaluated all day-to-day actions, especially the trivial ones, in terms of conformity to that code. Narrow-mindedness, greed, covetousness, meanness, concealment of the truth, and readiness to barter with it lay beneath this veneer of formal piety. They were nevertheless considered pious in the minds of the people. Jewish public opinion condoned their conduct because it conformed to its concept of righteousness. In order to remove this misconception, they are told that the things they considered fundamental to righteous conduct are of little consequence. The real spirit of righteousness consists in the love of God. A love which makes man value the good pleasure of God above all worldly acquisitions. If the love of anything seizes a man's mind to such an extent that he is unable to sacrifice it for the sake of the love of God, then that thing has virtually become an idol, and until he smashes it, the door to righteousness will remain closed to him. If a man lacks this spirit, then his excessively formal and legalistic approach in religious matters can be considered no more than glossy paint over a piece of hollow, worm-eaten wood. It may be possible to deceive human beings by the sheer luster of the outer paint, but not God.
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
All food that is lawful in the law revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, was lawful to the children of Israel, except what Israel made unlawful to themselves before the revelation of the Torah. Tell them, bring the Torah and recite any passage of it if you are truthful. Was lawful to the children of Israel. When the Jewish rabbis found no grounds for criticizing the fundamental teachings of the prophet, peace be upon him, there was no difference between the teachings of the previous prophets and that of the Arabian prophet on matters which constitute the core of religion, they raised objections about the details of religious law. The first objection was that the prophet, peace be upon him, had declared lawful a number of things which had been reckoned as unlawful since the time of the ancient prophets. What is said here is a refutation of that objection. Except what Israel, if Israel is taken to mean the children of Israel, then the interpretation of this verse must be that before the revelation of the Torah, they treated a number of things as prohibited on the grounds of custom and usage alone. If, however, Israel signifies Jacob, Yaqub, peace be upon him, then the meaning is that he avoided the use of certain foods, which his descendants wrongly understood to be religiously prohibited, as a result of either a temperamental dislike or an ailment. This latter version is more commonly accepted. It becomes clear from the next verse that the biblical injunction regarding the prohibition of the flesh of camels and rabbits was not part of the original Torah, but an interpolation by Jewish doctors.
فَمَنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Those who falsely fixed lies upon Allah despite this are the wrongdoers.
قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Say, whatever Allah has said is true. Follow then the way of Abraham in total devotion to Allah. He was not one of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. He was not one of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. The Jews had enmeshed themselves in legalistic minutiae, and these had become their major concern. They had abandoned service to the one true God and had allowed their religious life to become corrupted by polytheism. Instead of attending to the fundamentals of religion, they indulged in discussions about questions that had only arisen because of the hair-splitting legalism of their scholars during their centuries of decadence.
إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ
Behold, the first house of prayer established for mankind is the one at Bakka. It is full of blessing and is a center of guidance for the whole world. It is full of blessing and is a center of guidance for the whole world. The second objection raised by the Jews was that the direction for prayer had been changed from Jerusalem to the Kaaba. This objection is answered in Surah 2. The Bible itself testifies that Jerusalem was built by Solomon, peace be upon him, more than 4.5 centuries after Moses, peace be upon him, and that it was during his time that the worshippers of the one God began to pray towards it. It established by traditions from numerous sources, which are undisputed throughout Arabia, however, that the Kaaba was constructed by Abraham, who lived some 8 or 9 centuries before Moses, peace be upon him. That the Kaaba was older than the Temple of Jerusalem was beyond dispute.
فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ
In it there are clear signs and the station of Abraham, peace be upon him. Whoever enters it becomes secure. Pilgrimage to the house is a duty owed to Allah by all who can make their way to it. As for those who refuse to follow His command, surely Allah does not stand in need of anything. In it there are clear signs and the station of Abraham, peace be upon him. Here it is stressed that there are several clear signs which prove that the Meccan sanctuary enjoys God's blessing and has been chosen by Him as His sanctuary. Even though it is located in the middle of wide expanses of desert, God has seen to it that its inhabitants enjoy a satisfactory living. Although the rest of Arabia was plunged into chaos and disorder for about 2,500 years, peace and tranquility reigned in both the precincts and the environs of the Kaaba. Thanks to the Kaaba, the entire Arabian Peninsula enjoyed 4 months of peace and order every year. These were the sacred months when people went on pilgrimage. Moreover, barely a half century before the revelation of these verses, people had seen how Abraha, the Abyssinian invader, fell prey to God's scourge when he attacked Mecca with the intention of destroying the Kaaba. At that time, this incident was known to everybody in Arabia. Its memory was fresh, and many eyewitnesses were still alive at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Whoever enters it becomes secure. Even during the pre-Islamic era, the age of ignorance in Arabia, this sanctuary enjoyed such veneration that even those who thirsted for each other's blood saw their enemies in the sacred territory but dare not attack them.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ
Say, people of the book, why do you reject the signs of Allah when Allah is witness to all that you do?
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
Say, people of the book, Why do you hinder one who believes from the way of Allah, seeking that he follow a crooked way, even though you yourselves are witness to its being the right way? Allah is not heedless of what you do.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tuti'u fariqan minal ladhina utul kitaba yaruddukum ba'da imanikum kafirin.
Believers, were you to obey a party of those who were given the book, they might cause you to renounce the truth after you have attained to faith.
وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
How can you disbelieve when you are the ones to whom the signs of Allah are recited, and amidst you is His Messenger? Whoever holds fast to Allah will certainly be guided to the straight way.